Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, March the 18th, 2009. Israeli troops demolish homes in Jerusalem and kidnap civilians in morning invasions. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. One house, two Bedouin huts and an animal shed owned by Palestinians near Jerusalem City were demolished on Wednesday by the Israeli authorities. All the demolitions took place in El Azariya, a Palestinian town just outside East Jerusalem. The home, owned by Rabia El-Khamari, was demolished on Wednesday midday. Israel says the home is built on an Israeli area without the necessary documents, while the other structures are close to the Israeli wall being built there.
My house is legal. I have all needed documents. Anyway, the house is built in a Palestinian-controlled area, not an Israeli area. When my son asked them for the demolition order, they beat him up.
Palestinian sources in Jerusalem City said on Wednesday that Israel have handed out 80 new demolition orders to homes owned by Palestinians in Jerusalem City. Israel has intensified its campaign of demolishing Palestinian-owned homes in the city since the start of 2009. The Jerusalem municipality handed out demolition orders to 96 Palestinian families in the first week of March, while another 88 such orders in February. Since Israel occupied the city of Jerusalem in 1967, the authorities have rarely given Palestinian residents permission to build homes. The Israeli government has continued to build Jewish settlements in and around Jerusalem and throughout the West Bank, an act which violates the international law and all peace agreements signed between Israel and the Palestinians since the 1993 Oslo Accords. In other news, Israeli troops have kidnapped at least 15 Palestinian civilians during morning invasions, targeting a number of West Bank areas on Wednesday. Israeli Army Radio reported that the army took all those kidnapped to detention camps for questioning. The radio added that all are on the army's wanted list. Palestinian sources said that Israeli soldiers kidnapped 7 men from the northern West Bank city of Nablus and nearby refugee camps. Witnesses said that Israeli troops searched and ransacked homes before taking the men away. The other 8 were taken by the Israeli army during a similar attack targeting the village of Al-Shuk near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You've been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Mary Arthur and Ghazan Benoura.